welcome back to That Was Scary. I hope you enjoyed your holidays, but now it's time for more scary stories. Today, I'm going to be reading you a part of a story called Soul Shifter. So just sit back, relax, and get ready to be scared. It was a dark and stormy night. Bobby looked at Johnny. Amy was watching a scary movie. It was about an alien that transforms slash shapeshifts into other people to catch its prey. It eats from the inside out, first the feet, then the stomach, and ends with the head. "Stop, you're scaring me," Johnny said. "What are you, chicken?" Bobby asked in a mocking tone. "No!" Johnny yelled. So Bobby continued. She went to bed, but later heard something in the attic. She was scared, but stood strong and told herself it was just a raccoon. She was imagining things. She got to sleep, but woke up later and heard it again, this time louder. She decided to get up and investigate the noise. She went downstairs, but there was nothing there. She checked upstairs, but there was nothing there. Johnny was getting scared, but did he not want to look like a chicken and be called chicken all year like last year? He took a deep breath and kept on listening. She opened the attic door and heard the rumble again, even louder. She walked up the creaky ladder steps. She reached her hand up to the cold wood floor of the attic and pulled herself up. She spotted something in the corner. It was a dark silhouette of a tall, almost 8 feet tall, man. But it wasn't a man. Not even a human. It looked at her. Its big, red eyes glaring into her soul. It reached out and grabbed her. Then it threw her out the window and out into the street. "Is she okay?" Johnny blurted out without thinking. "You'll find out," Bobby said with a sly smile. "Unless you're chicken." "Bark, bark!" "No, just continue," Johnny said as he trembled. So Bobby continued. She hit the hard pavement with a thud. She was hurt, but didn't die. Not yet, that is. The alien took a giant leap into the street towards Amy with its big teeth glaring at her. He thrust his hand into her body and pulled out not her heart, but her soul. The thing then grabbed the inside of her body and pulled it out. Then it bit into her leg, then her other leg. Then it feasted on its insides and finally ended with the head. The neighbor came over to see what the fuss was. The monster quickly ate the soul and transformed into Amy. They had a conversation, but it ended with screams and horror. Luckily, Amy's niece, who was living in the house at the time, saw the whole thing and called the police as soon as she heard the scream. Well, after she kind of investigated, the police came with guns ready and loaded. By now, the whole cul-de-sac was wondering what had happened. They were all attacked and they had to call for backup. A whole SWAT team had to come, but still, they could not fight the beast. now they say it feasts on people as it comes and goes. But watch out, because it may be the one you love. Well? Bobby asked. Was it scary? Johnny nodded. He wouldn't, no matter what show fear. He knew the consequences and the risk was too high. They went to bed a couple hours later, but Johnny couldn't sleep. He was too scared, and he heard noises from the attic. He couldn't bear it. He told Bobby, and since Bobby was a good friend, he listened. Finally, they went to the attic and saw something in the corner. Bobby wanted to explore, but Johnny hid behind a group of boxes and made sure it didn't see him, whatever it was. Bobby went over to the thing, but heard a noise behind him. He quickly turned around and saw a rat scampering away. All of a sudden, he couldn't breathe. He felt something cold at the back of his neck. He felt his very essence getting sucked away until he was just a lifeless body on the floor. Then, the monster reached into his mouth, turned his body inside out. Then it feasted on its inside and slurped his body out like a noodle. Part of a story called Soul Shifter. Come back next time to find out what that mysterious creature is, to find out what happens to Johnny, and to find out if stories come to life. I'm Baz, and that was scary.